I'll be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Amen. Preach the word, brother.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you turn that brother of the light on for me, Travis? You know, sometimes, well, most of the time, God leads my heart in the direction of the things I'm going to speak about. I am continually asking Him for direction in that regard. But today, as I prepared for my lesson, as I've been preparing, I've had several comments. The title of my lesson today will be Honoring God with Our Bodies. And that seemed to provoke some real response from different people. And first of all, just in case you don't want to read the bulletin, I won't read it to you. If you have the opening page, your elders thought that this is such a vital topic that they wrote an article and they put it in the bulletin. And I want you to hear what they have to say. The shepherds of this congregation are constantly concerned about our walk with God and our quest for spiritual growth, which leads us to live holy and righteous lives. There are times when we all need to be reminded concerning issues that affect our spiritual walk. Thus, the reason for this article concerning appropriate dress and the sermon today by Dan. If we follow culture, most of the time it will lead us away from God. Culture usually follows sensual desires and greed. That's why we need to be people who let God's word determine our thoughts and actions rather than culture. Cultural trends have led women to expose more of themselves and men to observe and take advantage. Both are wrong and immoral. God instructs women to adorn themselves with good works and dress modestly with discretion, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. Men are warned by our Lord in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28 that they commit adultery by simply looking lustfully upon a woman. The elders mentioned here, does that mean that elders set dress codes? To which they say, no, the scriptures speak loudly enough. Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living and holy sacrifices acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This is the Christian's dress code. Listen to this statement. For both the inside of our hearts and the outside appearance. I appreciate our elders saying that. Both men and women dress in a way that will not draw inappropriate attention. The way clothes fit and is worn can encourage inappropriate attention. As a community of Christians, we live in love for God and each other. Therefore, we need to encourage one another and not tempt one another. We need to live in a way that if we are called to meet Jesus tomorrow, He will say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Amen.
I want to personally thank the elders for taking the time and the initiative to write that article and to put that together. I think it's a vital part of our Christian walk. Brooke heard that somehow everybody's hearing what I'm preaching about. It's a good thing. Brooke handed me this note. She said, I heard you were speaking on modesty. Would you mind telling the bright light girls to especially sit up and pay attention? You know what? I appreciate that from Brooke. And also, I appreciate all these girls in bright lights. Because you know what? These are real topics. They're of real concern. And you know, I'm having trouble knowing exactly how to start because God presented me another starting point. Let me just put it in this way. Do you honor God with your bodies? And does that really make a difference? Well, God saw, He thought so, and you go over to Leviticus chapter 10 and you read the story about Nadab and Abihu. Now they went in and the text says that they offered strange fire before the Lord. And you know what God did as a result of that? Let me put it in my terminology. He cooked them. He killed them. And after that very statement, here's what God says. Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 3. Before all the people, I will be honored. Church, God expects us, no, God demands of us that we honor Him with our lives and with our bodies as well. Today, I want to talk specifically about honoring God with our bodies. Now, I have a little illustration that I want to lead into some of this with. Let me just go ahead and tell you about that. How many people in here have or do now ever lived in a mobile home? Okay, quite a few of us, okay? Interesting thing, when I was a little boy, we bought this property out in Mounds, Oklahoma, and it was really cool. It had a creek on it, and it had woods, everything a little boy, you know, would want and care about. But Mom and Dad were talking about, when is our house going to show up? And I remember, you know, being 4 years old, and I thought, how does a house just show up? You know, I thought, were they going to mail it to us or what? I really didn't connect with that. And sure enough, one day we went out there, and there it was. And it had tires and wheels under it. And I remember asking my dad, why does that house have tires and what cars have tires and wheels, not houses? He said, hey, this is a mobile home. This house you can move around from site to site, and that's a good thing. Okay, well, I thought, you know, that works for me. Until that night, I worried about the wheels start rolling down the hill. Or somebody driving off with us, you know. Little kids think about strange things. But later on, we had some neighbors that were really, really nice people. But really, really not very clean. Piles and piles of junk in their yards, and we were fighting rats because they wouldn't clean their yard up, you know. And Dad said, you know, we might just have to hook onto our house and move it somewhere else. Church, what I want to talk to you about this morning is the location of your house. I'm talking about you being the temple of God. We live in mobile homes, okay? Now, I'm talking spiritual. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about spiritual. Our homes are mobile. God didn't tell us to come here to this earth. He said, don't you plant your foundations. Don't set up camp here and think you're going to be here. He says, no, don't do that. He says, His people lived in tents, right? Ready at the drop of a hat to move. Church, what I want to talk to you about this morning is simply put this way. If your house is not in the right place, you need to move it. How's that? Okay? Honoring God with our bodies. Let's talk about the first thing here on my list. In thinking about honoring God with our bodies, I think number one is to know what our bodies are. Okay? What our bodies are. Now, first of all, our bodies are a creation of God. God Himself, the God of the universe, the great I Am, purposed in His mind a people, and He designed our bodies. And He built us and fashioned us, both man and woman, male and female. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 says that He breathed into the bodies the breath of life. It's God who created what your mind is in right now. It's in this physical tent. God created that. He structured that. He thought about it. He imagined it. He purposed it. And He built it. And He said, that's a good job. Looked at what He's made and He said, that's good. That's good. Our bodies are a place of the soul. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, Paul talks about the fact that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Our bodies are just an earthen vessel. It's not going to be for the long haul. We're not going to go into eternity with our bodies because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. But folks, while we're on this earth, we move about and have our beings in this earthen vessel. And what fills those earthen vessels is to be treasured. That's the soul. Our bodies are simply a tent for the soul. Some people have thought to imagine that since our bodies really doesn't matter, and it's just the spiritual things that matter, that whatever we do in the flesh just really doesn't matter. We can do anything we want as long as we just try to keep our minds on God. Church, it matters what we do with our bodies, okay? It makes a difference, and God cares. God reminds us that our bodies are important. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 15, Paul says, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ?" Our bodies are members of Christ. In fact, he goes on, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20, to say that our bodies, as Q. Ray read to us a while ago, are the temple of God. Now, boy, man, we just need to slow up right there, put the reins on. Whoa! Our bodies are what? A temple of God? Now, how important was the temple in the Old Testament? Did God care about the temple? Did He care about its purity, its sanctity, and all of that? Well, yeah, just look what He did to Nadab and Abihu. God cared about that very much. God dwelt there. That was His house. We get to the New Testament, and the New Testament says, hey, your body is a temple of God. You know what that means, church? God Himself lives within us. And if God is our guest, how much cleaner are we going to keep our house? You know what you do sometimes at home when there ain't, when you don't have guests? If you're like me, I leave my socks laying on the floor. Sorry to admit that. I'll clean them up when I get home. But I don't worry about cleaning too much. I don't care about the condition of it too much. I might be watching TV and I might think, oh, I can look past that. You know, there's nobody around. And you know all the things you do at your house. What if God was in your house? Would you do anything different, church? Let me tell you what, if God was going to come visit my house after church, I would shampoo the carpets. I would put some new paint in places. I'd clean things, pick things up. I'd be living a little bit different if the King of Kings was going to come to 2619 Sunset Boulevard. Is that right? Would you live a little different? Well, church, let me tell you something. God has come to Dan 19 Boulevard. God has moved into my heart because I'm a Christian. Should I not consider that my body is home to God? Should that make a difference in my life? Church, should that make a difference? Yes. and thinking about honoring God with our bodies, we must consider, we must move ourselves to a point of purity and holiness. Now think about what Paul says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, where he says, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God." Our bodies, God tells us, are to be given as a sacrifice. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking of the fact that isn't that what Jesus did with His body? He gave it as a sacrifice, and He turns around and tells us, "Hey, church, thinking about your bodies, they need to be given as a sacrifice." And that sacrifice is to be presented in a certain way. And what is that? Did He say in Romans 12, verse 1? Holy and acceptable. And when He says that we're supposed to present, make the presentation of our bodies holy and acceptable, that means that there's some ways that's not holy and acceptable, right? I think about Adam and Eve, right? They sinned before God. And they recognized that they were naked, and they made for themselves a covering, and what did God say? "That ain't going to get it." The leaves, if you go back and read the account, you'll see that God made an appropriate covering for them because what they had to clothe themselves, they wasn't going to get it. God didn't like it. God said, "I will show you a perfect and holy way, a way that is presentable and acceptable to me." So God gives direction and God gives purpose in those things. Well, I was thinking about 1 Thessalonians as we were studying through that last week. Chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul says, "Know how to possess basically your own vessel in sanctification and honor." Church, each one of you, do you know how to present your bodies in a sanctified and holy manner? Have you learned how to distinguish between what's holy and sanctified in your dress and your appearance and your position and your location? All of those things in regard to the body. Have you learned to distinguish between what's proper and what's not? God calls us to that. Holy means to be separate and set apart. But just like the elders mentioned here in their article, you know, oftentimes culture dictates the presentation of the body. And God says, "No, I don't think so. I'm going to dictate the presentation of the body. And my dictation of what that is going to be holy. It's going to be separate. It's going to be set apart and sanctified from the world." So, you know, there's some thought that we should, you know, go check out fashion trend magazines when we think about dressing. But hey, I think if we're going to concern ourselves with the dressing of the body, we need to read God's book. Here's your fashion trend. Here's what God wants, not the world. He wants us to turn aside from fleshly desires in the body, okay? He does not want us to engage in sexual misconduct. Now, I could just leave that statement there, but I'm not going to. I'm talking about God does not want us to engage in sexual relationships before we get married, what we call fornication. God does not want us to engage in sexual concerns outside of marriage, after we get married, called adultery. God does not want us to engage in homosexuality, Romans chapter 1, verse 24. God does not even want us to engage in the illicit thought of such activities, looking lustfully upon a woman with our eyes and therefore committing adultery with them, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28. Now let me just jump forward for just one second and talk about the way we dress. I asked you this morning, have you ever had adultery with someone? You may say, "No." And I may ask you the same question, say, well, has someone ever committed adultery with you without you knowing about it? Well, I don't know. Have we dressed in such a way that we cause someone else to look upon us lustfully and therefore commit adultery with? Can adultery be one-sided? We can entice someone to that. God wants us to think about that. Let me tell you what, church. We talk about the presentation of our bodies. God lives in us. Sexual misconduct is not something that He wants us to be a part of. Okay? He does not want us behind the internet screen looking at schmutt on the internet. That involves church people. I know it does. He does not want us to look at filth on TV or in magazines or any such thing as that. God does not want to be party in any way to sin. So God tells us as a people to keep our bodies away from sexual immorality. Proverbs chapter 7 gives us a wonderful idea that we don't even need to be in the neighborhood of sexual immorality. If you get a chance, go look at Proverbs chapter 7 and see the wonderful description of the man walking down the road and he gets enticed by the harlot, okay? The instruction there is to stay out of the neighborhood, you know? Because you got a special guest living in your house. You got a mobile home. Sometimes you need to move that mobile home. If you get in a situation where sexual desires are flaring up, you need to pack up your mobile home. It's on wheels. Move it to another location, church, right? Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." And Paul goes on in that text to say, if we live by the Spirit, we need to walk by the Spirit. We need to let our guest within us give us direction for our lives. Remembering that God has provided a way of escape for each and every circumstance. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13 says that there's no temptation that has overtaken us but such that is common to man, and that God basically provides a way of escape out of each and every circumstance. That's because we're in mobile homes. We can pack our houses up and they're on wheels. We can move them to a different location. We can flee from sin, as Paul tells Timothy. Well, we also must take care of our bodies. We also must honor God by taking care of our bodies. And interestingly enough, I was asked to speak about this about 2 years ago, and I've thought about it ever since, and whoever asked me, here it is. We must honor God by taking care of our bodies. The use of drugs, well, church people don't ever use drugs, right? Don't kid yourself. Alcohol, drunkenness, tobacco, food, we're going to skip that one. No, let's don't, because that's where I struggle and I can really make a good point there. I like to eat. I know you don't know that about me. Carol Timer's laughing because she does know that I like to eat. If I go belly up to the buffet, now when Paul said he buffets his body daily, that's not what he's talking about. He says he buffets his body. He disciplines his body. Now there's a point. But you know, I go over here and I buffet my body sometime, you know. Like, you ever went to Bishop's? You know they're reopening Bishop's? Oh boy. I go down there and I indulge. I don't stop. That's harmful to my body, and I know it. Now, if I lived 200 years ago and I didn't understand that being fat was harmful to the body, I'd have an excuse. I lived in the wrong time, right? I know that fat clogs arteries. I know that fat is destructive to the temple that God lives. Now, church, I'm overweight, and I'm just going to tell you that right now. I have been reprimanded by an eldership for talking about this subject before. So if I get something today, you'll just know about it. But God does not want us to indulge in anything in too much. That points to selfish needs and not godly needs. God has given us our bodies, and He expects us to take care of them. Have you ever given a gift to someone and they didn't take care of it? How does that make you feel? It doesn't make you feel good at all. God has given us our bodies, and you know what? We conduct kingdom business in our bodies. And we need to keep our bodies as fit as possible. I understand there's all kinds of medical conditions. You weigh your own condition, okay? My condition is I just like to eat too much. God says, well, you need to take care of your body. If you're out here smoking cigarettes, taking carcinogens into your body, it's going to cause you cancer, cut your life short, thus cutting your life's ability to preach the gospel to people short, you're doing the wrong thing. If you're out here getting drunk and you're stumbling down the side, how are you going to convert someone to God in that way when your liver's frying? You see where I'm going with that? How many of you think that God really cares about the way we take care of our bodies? If you do, raise your hand. I do too. That's why I made a point out of it. Well, now we're going to get down to the good stuff. Are you with me, church? Are you ready? Take a deep breath. Okay. Thank you.
Tell us the truth, brother.
What about how we dress our bodies? Now, I had really thought this is what I was going to do, and then I thought about what I was doing, and I thought, nah, don't think so. I was going to put together a PowerPoint presentation, okay? This is slide number one, okay? You notice it's not up there. I don't want it up there, but I want to tell you what I was going to do so you can get the point. Might be hypocritical, huh? Snapshot number one. Here's this guy walking down through the mall, and he's got pants hanging down around here. You ever see that? They got to do this. They can't. They remove his hand, and they're gone. The pants are below the bottom. The underwear shining and all that, you know. Walking down through there like this. Do you think that's glorifying God in your body? What about now? Now, I've seen men do another thing. Wear tight pants. Man, you just go, boy. I mean, it's totally offensive. And I'm thinking, do you not know it's what you do? Okay. Now, men have problems. Women have problems too. Used to be, not so much anymore, used to be women wear mini skirts. Oh, church. Skirts that are right here. Are you with me? Now, don't look at my PowerPoint because I don't want you to see those images. But you know what? You can remember what I'm talking about. You can still go to the mall today and see girls walk around and they like to wear these, what do you call those, sweatpants with tiger paws right on their bottom. I can tell you what that's about. Look at my bottom! If any of you have anything like that, throw them away today because God cares.
Amen. So do your brethren.
So do your brethren. Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. Now you've got these tank tops. Spaghetti strap things. Things created for the purpose of only one thing. Exposing the breast. God cares about that because that view is only meant for the husband. This becomes an issue in the church. Just a few weeks ago, I know a preacher friend of mine who was telling me this story. At their church, a man was passing out the Lord's Supper, and here's this lady, and she's wearing this low-cut thing that's revealing a lot of her breasts, and he was having a real struggle, and he went to the elders, and he said, said, would you deal with this? And the elders, you know what they did? They wrote an article like this. They got up and preached the truth of God's Word about the importance of covering yourselves. Church, it's important. Ladies, it is not that we men sit like lions in the ready to pounce, you know, in that type of position that we're sitting back saying, oh, I can't wait till I see. It's not that we do that. But man, when you just put something out there, it's offensive. And if you're not, if those men are not paying attention, it can actually drag you in. It has that type of power about it. God says, no. He says, I want you women to dress modestly, covering yourselves up. Now, we lived among the Amish for a while. The Amish ladies wear skirts that cover their ankles. I am not, and nor are the elders, trying to set some dress code. That would be counterproductive. That would be Old Testament school, wouldn't it? God wants us to reflect on what's right and wrong and move in that direction from our heart, right? God wants each of us, whether man or woman or child, He wants us to consider what we're covering ourselves up with and what we're not covering ourselves up with. Because we, the brethren, we care about each other, don't we? I remember one of my teachers at Sunset talking about preaching from the pulpit, and some lady down on the second row wearing a real short dress, and he said, you know, he had a real hard time while preaching. This is a godly man. This wasn't some pervert that walked off the street. This is a man who has allowed God to fill his heart, and he's sitting there preaching the gospel, and some lady's bearing herself. Did she know it? Probably not. Should she have thought about it? Most certainly. Folks, let's think about what we wear as we come into the summer, okay? Before you put something on and go out here, you know, we're just talking about worship right now, right? But does worship ever leave the confines of this building? Amen. Our everyday walk is supposed to be a worship to God. And if we go down here, you know, that's one thing. If you dress immodestly right here among forgiving brothers and sisters in Christ, but what kind of example are you going to set to an ungodly people when you do it outside these walls? You will lead them further and further and further away from God, as is the potential here. Now, have we discussed that thoroughly, elders? Okay. Did I leave out anything? I didn't know how to say it, but just say it. Well, the next thing is we honor God with our bodies by their locations. You know what the key to real estate is? They're sharing. What's the key to real estate? Location, 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 right? Remembering the fact that we're talking about the fact that our bodies are mobile homes, we need to be concerned about our locations. Can you imagine a Christian locating their body in a bar? Or a nightclub? Or a drug house? Or in the back room of some place engaged in sexual promiscuity? Church, we need to be concerned about our body's location. Where are we going to let our bodies go? Are we going to let our bodies go down here and go to an R-rated movie? That's something I got to think about once in a while, because you know what? There's some pretty good movies that come out with some pretty good thought that are rated R. Am I going to go there or not? That's something that I really have to think about. There's some real discussion in the brotherhood about that. People say, you know, I just won't watch that part. What are we going to do? Are we going to be found in that presence? Are we going to locate ourselves in a group of people at work who are telling dirty jokes? Maybe they're just gossiping about somebody else. Are we going to keep that location? Or are we going to pack up our house and move it? God wants us located at spiritual things. God wants our location, church, to be connected with service. God wants our location to be connected with caring. God God wants us to be assembled with saints. When the saints assemble to praise and to worship Him, God wants us to be found in encouragement. God wants to find us in our locations telling other people about Him. Basically, our body's location should be a location that praises and honors and brings glory to God's name. We also honor God with our bodies by their position. By their position. By position here, we're talking about humility as opposed to someone who stands tall and puffed up in thought with lofty ideas about their grand standing in life. God calls us to be a people in the position of humility. People who put other people's interests ahead of their own, as Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 2. A people who have humbled themselves under the mighty hand of God so that He may exalt us at proper time, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. God wants us in our humility of position to share Him with other people. Can you imagine somebody coming to you and telling you about Jesus, and they begin by telling you what a low life they are and how great they are? Wouldn't work, would it? God wants us to be a people of humility. He wants us to be humble in heart and humble in mind. And finally, we honor God with our bodies by their consecration and dedication to service. Now think about one of the things that come up in our study groups, on our Sunday study groups, Exodus chapter 29 and verse 20. A priest would consecrate himself by taking blood and putting it on his right earlobe, put some blood on his right thumb, and his right great toe. I think, in essence, dedicating the things he takes into his body through his ears, dedicating the work of his hands and the direction of his feet to God. You know, when the church, when we get serious about the dedication of who we are and what we are to God, we're not going to have problems with revealing too much of our bodies and our dress. We're not going to have problems with being located in the wrong place. We're not going to have problems with our bodies taking a higher position and not one of humility. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, he tells us, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world." Don't let the cultural trends dictate to us what we do with our bodies. But you know what? It's kind of hard sometimes in the church when we live in this world and everybody around us is saying, "This is what we need to do. If you don't do this, you're not normal. You're not right. You know, the herd is going this way, but you're going that way. Come on, you need to line yourselves with us, the world." God says, "I don't think so." He says, "You don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but you shape yourself after me." Let me conclude in this way. Has the use of your body pleased God? Would God find anything unpleasing about the use of your body? 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27 says this. Paul says, "I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I will myself not be disqualified." Paul's saying, you know what? I keep my body in check. We have to do that, church. Lest Satan get the slightest foothold in our lives. Lest Satan discourage us from our walk with God. Where's your body been? Are you pleasing God with your body? The invitation is yours as we stand and sing.